first verse is a volley of words, and I'm sorry if it hurts, but my anger burns. A conservative curse covers the land. I'll be a spanner in the works of your fucked up plans. Mr. Prime Minister, explain once again why our country is at war, but we all feel ashamed. Tell me what you'd say to all the parents of the dead, of the soldiers who have fallen, or civilians bathed in red. This ain't a just war, it's just war and business. The aggressive pursuit of financial interest, the sycophantic pandering to US foreign policy. Don't confuse this issue with our economy. Call me unpatriotic when I get this off my chest. I'm as Australian as political protest. Agitators, immigrants, misfits and underdogs. And you know what? That's the Australia I'm proud of.
Can't wait to win the war.
Can you live with this history blistering like Wikipedia opal images? Social conditions,
no one will openly visit
the atrocious revisions of our forefathers' decisions that cast a shadow like a desert oak. But through my periscope, I can see the descendants hoping for a better sentence. Yo, listen close up to the hum of the land. Wheat belts kinda thirsty for some sustenance, and the indelible scars from years of pastoralist hands. I can't understand the landmaster, the man, grandson and grandfather, a real rift between them. The generation gap is gradually receding, leaving only but the trace of what wars were faced and what thoughts were paced in courts and states, and what locked doors erased, soft spots from lost wars. And faith is a word we don't give enough weight these days. I'm on the train and I'm feeling kinda sad
these days.
I want the rain just to nourish up the land
these days.
I'm looking for a song to sing under my breath, cause traditional colonial jigs, they don't represent me.